Well, praise the Lord. I want to talk a little bit about trust this morning. We talked about faith last week, and they're very similar in meaning. Now, obedience will never save us. Neither will it enable us to trust. But when trust comes first, obedience follows out of love. There are a lot of people or things we can put our trust in. Some are worthwhile, some are not. Some will let you down. But our God in heaven will never let you down. Trusting God is born out of faith. The longer we walk with God, the more we will learn to trust in his leading and guiding us throughout our lives. The way we should go, the choices we make, even the people we marry, we trust him to help raise our families. He meets every need, and we trust him to do so. The word trust means one in which confidence is placed or dependence on something future. When we look at Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." We must trust in the Lord with all our hearts, believing he is able and wise to do what is best. Those who know themselves find their own understandings usually only leads to failure. And we are to acknowledge him with praise and thankfulness. It is promised he shall direct thy paths, so then our way will be safe and good. Again in Proverbs, verse 31, verse 11, speaking of the virtuous woman, it says, "The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She can be trusted, and he will leave such a wife to manage for him. He is happy with her, and she makes it her constant business to do him good." I think I should point out that the word trust in the Old Testament is the same as faith and believe in the New Testament. In looking up the word trust, I found it was used more in the Psalms than any other book in the Bible. It was found 50 times in the Psalms. David says in Psalms 9 and 10, "The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee." His people, by faith, flee to him as their refuge and depend on his power and promise for their safety, so that no real hurt shall be done to them. Those who know him to be their everlasting Father and a God of truth and faithfulness will trust in him at all times. Who is there that would not seek him, who never has forsaken those that seek him? In Psalms 18, 1 and 2, David says, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower." David is rejoicing in the deliverances God has brought him, and he is not afraid to tell God that he loves him. Many times in the Psalms, he mentions his love for God. Those that truly love the Lord will triumph in him as their rock and refuge, and with confidence call upon him. David was a praying man. and the Lord is one who will hear our prayers. If we pray like he did, believing, we will meet with the same success he did. Now in Psalms 36:7, it says, "How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings." God's loving kindness is precious to the saints. They put themselves under his protection, and they are safe. Gracious souls, though still desiring more of God, never desire more than God. Also, this word loving kindness, in its definition, gives the thought of beauty. God not only works in us a gracious desire for him, but by his Spirit fills our hearts with joy and peace in believing and trusting him. And this scripture reminds me a little of Jesus when he said to those in Jerusalem that he would have gathered them like a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but they would not. I know for myself, I have often found refuge under the shadow of his wings. How about you? Amen.